for it. I need to just face the wall. Just face the wall until the lights come up and then turn around. Well, happy Sunday. Good job, everybody, on your acting and artistic skills. What team? It was sixth grade ended up winning?
Well,
good. Hey, good job, sixth grade. Who was second place? Eighth grade. Good job, eighth grade. Seventh grade. Good job, seventh grade. All right. Well, everyone that came out to First Saturday last night, thanks for coming. Raise your hand if you came. All right, raise your hand if you hadn't seen the Mighty Ducks before. All right, raise your hand if you're going to go watch the two sequels. They're better than the first, so you got to do it. D2 and D3, it's where it's at. All right, well, a happy Sunday. Hope you all are having a good week. Weekend. We made it through what seems to be the snowocalypse of the year. Doubt we'll have any more, so fingers crossed. Spring's around the corner. Thank you. I'm not made for cold weather. Don't like it. This morning we are still in Ecclesiastes. We're 5 months in. Yeah, that's a long time for a book, but we're almost done. We're in chapter 9 of 12, so we're almost done. The end is in sight. If you want to open up your Bible to page 474, that's where we're going to be hanging out today. So open it up and just hold that spot there because we're going to come back to it. Ecclesiastes 9, 1 through 10 on page 474. Yeah, I mean, you can see the end of the book. Like, if you're on 474, you can see 475, which is the end. We won't get to the end till April, but we're almost there. So, it'll take us a month. Well, it's like the second week of April, so about another month, and we'll be done. So, 1 month for this, for two pages. Slow is beautiful. All right, so Ecclesiastes, if you haven't been with us, it's been a while. We'll give you the rundown. Some of you, if you've been here every week, could probably come up here and tell everyone else about it, but I'll do it just so we stay on track. It was written by Solomon, who was a king. He was the king of Israel. His dad was a king, so that means he's been royalty his whole life. He was old this time. He was at the end of his life. He was an old man. He was wrinkly. He smelled. He probably wore Depends. But he's looking back over his life. He's not a young spring chicken anymore. And he's writing about the lessons that he's learned. And so he takes a long, hard look at life throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, the good times and the bad times, the things that were happy in his life, which being a king and being wealthy and ruling a nation, you have a lot of good times because you can do whatever you want. But he also had bad times. He had his whole family eventually turn against him with his sons and try to kill him and try to overthrow the kingdom. And just lots of bad things happen. He had hundreds of wives that took him away from the Lord, and then he came back to the Lord. And so he had the lessons he had to learn there. But Ecclesiastes, through it all, though there's parts that sound a little depressing and sad as Solomon's just kind of pouring out his soul into this book. The book as a whole was written to make people happy and wise so that they wouldn't make the same mistakes that Solomon made. And so that's why he wrote the book. That's why we're here today. Throughout the series, we've said this time and time again about the topic of death, of life and death, of the vanity of life and how it all comes to an end. What we're going to be talking about today is probably Solomon's heaviest view and heaviest week that we'll talk about death. And so it's going to be really, it's his most pessimistic chapter of all. But I promise it will come around. There will be a happy point, but it's going to be sad before it gets happy. But this is where we're going to be today. And reasons why we should listen to what Solomon has to say. Solomon is talking about things that apply to every person from every walk of life. And that's why we throw this verse up here from 2 Timothy. It says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So Ecclesiastes is written in such a way, and what it has to say to us applies to every person from every walk of life, even to those people who don't believe in Jesus and don't have Jesus like in their heart and trust him as their savior. They can identify with Ecclesiastes because it talks about people gaining wealth and losing wealth, losing relationships and gaining relationships, happy times, sad times. Everything Ecclesiastes covers, everyone can say, yep, I agree with that. Yep, I've seen that happen. And so Ecclesiastes comes to us from that point of view. So with all of that in mind, background, where we are, why he wrote it, let's read where we are today. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 1 through 10, page 474. All right, but all this I laid to heart, examining it all, how the righteous and the wise, their deeds are in the hand of God. Whether it is love or hate, man does not know. Both are before him. It is the same for all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the evil, to the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and to him who does not sacrifice. As the good one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears is as he who shuns an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. Also, the hearts of the children of man are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live and after they go to the dead. But he who is joined with all the living has hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten, their love and their hate and their envy have already perished and forever have no more share in all that is done under the sun. Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. Let your garments be always white, let not oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. And Sheol is just another word for hell. So the bottom line we have for you today, if you walk away with one thing only, if you remember only this, it's everyone dies, not everyone lives. Everyone dies, not everyone lives. And so, like I said, today we're going to be talking about the topic that we've touched here and there and everywhere, death. It's not the happiest of topics, but we see that Solomon is going to be instructing us through this, and he's going to take everything he's talked about before and kind of amplify it 100 times. And so, if you've got the bottom line, we'll start moving forward and see how this walks it out. So verse 1 through the first part of verse 3. But all this I laid to heart, examining it all, how the righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hand of God. Whether it is love or hate, man does not know it all. Both are before him. It is the same before all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the evil, to the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices, to him who does not sacrifice. As the good one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears is as he who shuns an oath. There's an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. So the first blank we have for you there is death comes for everyone. Death comes for everyone. Death comes for everyone. And so, pretty simple, everyone dies. It's part of life. It's one of the things you can be guaranteed. The other one's taxes. No one's exempt from death. From the moment you're born, you are slowly progressing towards death. Your body is getting older. It's aging. It's wearing out. As you get even older from where you are now, you'll start to feel aches and pains where you didn't have aches and pains before. And you can tell old age is setting in. Even now, there's things that like cause me pain after I do them that used to I could just run around and be stupid and play sports all day. If I don't stretch or do something, I'll end up with like a backache for a week. But it's just part of life. Your body gets older. Everyone eventually gets old, wrinkly, and dies. And so Solomon talks about that here in this passage, in that everyone dies. And he shows us that everyone from every walk of life, not only the good people, but also the bad people. And he gives us some opposites here. And so righteous people and wicked people, people who love Jesus, people who do good things, and those who don't, those who absolutely despise everything that is good, they both die the same way. And so and then you have good people and evil people, pretty much the same thing. Even if we're talking people who don't love Jesus but are still relatively good people, they still die the same as those who are murderers, thieves, and those who just live a life full of evil. They both die the same way. Clean people and unclean people. We could go around this room. Some of you took a shower this morning. Some of you haven't taken a shower in a month. Clean people and unclean people are both going to die the same way. People who sacrifice and people who don't. Now, we don't really do sacrifices a whole lot today, but when this was written, this was like pre-Jesus, so they had to make sacrifices for their sin. So he's saying those who kept up with everything and did a sacrifice for all the sins that they committed, and those who didn't. Now, I would say I would be more apt to sin less if I had to go buy a cow every time I did it to make a sacrifice. That just doesn't sound fun. Every time having to go buy a cow or a goat or something, because that would get expensive. But Solomon's saying those who do the right thing and sacrifice.